Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 6, 2023. Addressing the Creator through the group. Question: sometimes I am in a state where death is better than such a life. The Creator, as if, highlights the evil within me. I feel very scared by the thoughts that appear. How can I work with this? Answer: you have a group. Through it, you must turn to the Creator and also through it received the light from Him. Receiving through a group is much more difficult, but you can bestow only through it. Question: what does it mean to receive from the Creator through the group? Answer: in principle, the Creator is a single upper force. He fills the Kli that He created, and it is a great desire to receive. We are parts of this desire and receive from Him. This is how we connect to Him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 26, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. What to regret? Question: what does the expression "according to suffering, so is the reward" mean? Answer: when a person regrets that he cannot yet be on the same level as the Creator gives to him, so he would give to the Creator. As it is said, "I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine." If he cannot do it yet, then he is sorry. Question: how can we awaken this regret in the group? Answer: to do this, you simply show each other an example. Then the friends will quickly grab it, they will want to imitate those lucky ones who are successful in it. And you will all move forward together. Question: should I regret why I am not as giving as my friends? Answer: yes, that as well. Question: what reward will come for this suffering? The ability to also bestow? Answer: you will move forward on the path to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 27, 2023. According to the sorrow, so is the reward. The key to spiritual sensations. Question: there are moments when the Creator, through Rabash's article, gives out a key that opens clarification in the form of sensations inside the heart. How not to lose it? How can we work onward from these feelings? Answer: one should not be afraid of losing them. And when it is necessary, you will find this key again. Question: does the Creator take these feelings from a person, or does a person lose them for some reason? Answer: this feeling is in a person, he should not be afraid of losing it. The main thing is to get closer. The key is between us, and when we search for the Creator together, we find Him. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, July 27, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is: anyone who mourns for Jerusalem is rewarded with seeing its joy in the work. Horrendous profanity. There are all kinds of movements that sell various holy attributes under the flag of Kabbalah. Well, how can you sell red threads? If you think they bring good luck, then give them to all of mankind and do not sell them for $20 per string. Why do you demand payment for each of your movements? What are you leading the world to? What are you saying to the world about being unselfish, kind, loving? Or do you also demand money for saying this? Are you selling love? I cannot agree with that. It is also written by the Ari and other Kabbalists that amulets are forbidden in Kabbalah. They have always been attributed to Kabbalah because it was hidden. And today, in the 21st century, selling these things under the name of Kabbalah is such a horrific profanity, that it cannot be worse. This is not just mysticism, as they say about Kabbalah, but the very opposite of it. The very first thing Abraham did at the beginning of his spiritual journey was to break all the amulets and gods that he made himself and sold for money. Only after that he went the correct way and became a Kabbalist. There is nothing more contrary to Kabbalah than holy attributes. From Kab TV's I got a call. Anti-Kabbalah, August 20, 2011. A feeling that cannot be described. Question: when you touch objects, do you get additional information directly from the contact? You said that when you enter the sea you receive information. Answer: this is not information, these are sensations. These are feelings that cannot be described. They are not even related to Kabbalah. Suppose a person living in the forest feels that something is happening there. I have met such people. They are completely different. They also talk about nature in a completely different way. Question: does this mean that the physical perception of some phenomena never helps you? Answer: no, I try not to be in physical perception at all. What for? I exist in it because I have to live, teach, and explain. I have a mission. Actually, every person has it. I seem to have found my mission, and I am trying to realize it. On the other hand, a Kabbalist is limited by certain borders. He does not hang out with people at various gatherings and participate with them in all kinds of events. He does not care and does not need it. Why should I explore anything in this world when the whole point is to raise it higher? And there is no one to talk about what I am researching except for the specialists who are next to me who also strive for this, that is, my students. When I give a lesson, explain, and they ask, these are the best hours of my life. We get included in the general system together, we climb some steps together, and I raise them. By asking a question, they push me to new explanations and new research. And the solution comes at this very moment. All this is a wonderful symphony, the harmony of feelings, desires, thoughts, analysis, and synthesis of the entire universe. Besides that, what else is there? What exists in our world is just an automatically operated machine. Therefore, it makes no sense to solve anything in it. From CabTVs I got a call. A feeling that can't be described, August 20, 2011. Reread the sources. Question: could you create one product that describes everything and send it around the world? Answer: no, I cannot. I know from myself that when I was advancing I needed to read Kabbalistic books. There are a lot of good books on Kabbalah in our time, but at the time I started studying there were only the study of the Ten Sefirot and the Book of Zohar with the Sulam commentary. Nothing else. Then, within 5 years, the giving of the Torah, letters, and articles by Balha Sulam appeared. It was possible to start reading something. My teacher gave me his notebook in which he wrote down what he had heard from his father, Shemati. But before that, there was no literature at all. And what did I do? Anyway, I have read everything in these two sources thousands of times, the Book of Zohar and the study of the Ten Sefirot. And now? I am not forcing anyone. When people need it, they will suddenly remember that there is Kabbalah and it really says how to get rid of problems that are worse than death. From CabTVs I got a call. You're repeating the same thing. August 13, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what does it mean to truly be free? Being free means being free from our egoistic desires, which make us wish to benefit ourselves at the expense of others and nature. In other words, freedom means becoming free from our egoistic nature that rules over us, so that instead of constantly thinking about our personal benefit, we instead think about the benefit of others, of everyone together as a single whole. Similarly to how we think about ourselves today, when we become free from our egos, we then think about humanity as we now think about ourselves. Also, even beyond humanity, we then think about the whole universe, nature on the still, vegetative, animate and human levels, as a single system of which we are its parts, and that there is an upper force filling and sustaining this system. We then accept everything as our own system, which we live in and care for, and that everything and everyone in this system is equally important, equally caring about everyone to the maximum of our ability. Reaching such a state of freedom requires mutual support, consideration and encouragement of one another to overcome our divisive egoistic desires. How could we reach such a level of support, care and encouragement in society, to overcome the ego? We can do so through education, that is, by adjusting our educational, media, social and cultural influences so that we learn why we are alive, what we live for, how nature works both inside and outside of us, what nature wants from us, and that we truly reach a state of positive human connection, with friendly relations between people, nations and continents, that everyone would connect around the world as one man with one heart. Based on the video What Does It Mean to Truly Be Free? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.